Hello, 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 and welcome back to the show. I almost just said my name. Imagine that would ruin things. Life has been so busy. I'm sitting here with my iced coffee. I'm early today. Things are going well, but it's so busy. I need a break. School is beating me in the butt. Today, I have a couple things that we could talk about. I'm not sure whether or not I want to start with the situationship boy type situation or get back into what we originally came here for, which is the lore. I feel like starting there, like if you've listened to episode 1 and 2, you should know all the things that happened. If not, go back, listen to episode 1 and 2 and get yourself caught up, because there's some crazy things that went down. So currently where I'm at now, it's been a year and a bit. Oh, actually, I do have some updates on that. So let's talk about mental health for a minute. I've been talking a lot about boys on this podcast a little bit. I've been trying to distract myself, obviously, from the reality of my situation, which is that I'm still recovering from mental health issues. She still has mental health issues. You can tell my energy's different today because I'm not getting ghosted. I am moving on and moving up. Also, my whole relationship with myself and personality should not be based off of how men are treating me. I've had this whole little wake-up call and realized the importance of friendships. I lost a lot of friendships. I know I talked about my friendship breakup in one of the past episodes. That one was a little sad. If you're feeling in like your friendship breakup mood, go back, listen to that one. I'm pretty sure it's called Friendship Breakup or something along those lines. You'll be able to find it. It should be posted now. I forget that I'm like so ahead of the game. Anywho, what happened recently? I've been involved in so many things. I'm in a lot of clubs. I'm starting a business. I'm doing school. It's all quite a bit. Not working right now. Applying for a job. Have an interview on Wednesday. It's in the industry that I'm working towards. So that's fabulous. There are good things, and that's what I'm trying to focus on, because when I go back and think about the past, I just begin ruminating. Though recently I met with my EPI team. So basically EPI is the Early Psychosis Intervention Program. Once again, if you're listening to this episode, please go back, listen to episode 1 and 2 to get caught up, because I had psychosis. She had psychosis. Psychosis the most is. Psychosis is when you're locked out of your reality. And they didn't know what was wrong with me. So I had my first meeting since moving back from where I came from. Not where I came from, I'm back home now. Though where I was before, I lived there for like a year and a half. And I was with an EPI team there, an early psychosis intervention program there, which just became extremely unhelpful. We just kept going over the same thing over and over and over again. I was triggered by my living situation. I was triggered by the people I was working with. They have a very high capacity, so they're not able to give all of the support that is necessarily needed. And I didn't feel like it was helping me move in the direction that I wanted to. They didn't seem to have any career resources. They just talked and were trying to get me drugged up, which I understand, because mental health, nothing wrong with being on medication. Though they were trying to get me on a bunch of different medications, and I tried quite a few, many of which just literally sedated me, where I slept for months. And now I'm in a new program with a better, it's called a case manager. So the case manager is a person who's kind of your liaison between the psychiatrist and between social things, social worker, a bit along all those lines. So I really like my case manager that I have now. He's actually active and he tells me like a little bit about his life, which makes it easier to communicate with him, because I feel like he actually cares, and I like knowing some things about the person that I'm working with, especially when they know so much about me, like my deepest, darkest secrets, and it's like literally a stranger. So last week I had my meeting with the EPI team, my new EPI team here in my hometown. You probably know where this is if you know where this podcast come from, but I'm not gonna get into that. So I had a meeting with them, and that was so triggering. I freaking hate talking about the past now. Since I've moved here, I've made it a solid effort to not go back, to not ruminate, to not really want to talk about it. And I made that clear with my case manager. I was like, I really don't want to go backwards and start talking about it again. But with this, they're like asking me questions. They're like, what happened here? Like, what's the story? Like, what's going on? And I cried. I was just crying through this whole meeting. I was trying to hold it in. I was like, I had the single tear moments so many times. I was like, someone please record this, because this would be great for my acting portfolio. Though, yeah, it was very rough. It was pretty triggering. They sat there. There was a nurse there, which there wasn't a nurse the last time when I went to the one back where I was living for a little bit. And so this was more helpful. The doctor was a man this time before I had a female psychiatrist. I don't know the difference between the two. I don't see gender. Just kidding. There are things about having like a female doctor for certain things and a male doctor, though I've heard mixed reviews from both. So it really just depends on the person that you get, regardless of their gender. So I was talking to him, my dad hopped on the call, and that was like, that was a bit not triggering, though there was things that he said that I was like I've had relationship problems with like friend groups and things like that, because I was bullied in elementary school, and in high school I had problems with people. And then my dad said it continued to university because I've been in a fist fight or two. They might have been in a fist fight, she might have been in a fist fight. That's a story for another day. You slay. I forget about this. Sometimes I think I just honestly block stuff out. Anyway, I was in the meeting. I had to take a break and go outside and just cry and calm myself down, because they're like, you can take a break. But they were like grilling me. They were grilling me with questions. And if you've ever been in a situation where, even with like a counselor or something like that, or like a situation where you have to just like talk to someone and give them all the tea, I don't know, you get in trouble with your parents, for example, or you have psychosis and you have to talk to your support work team about things, you probably understand what I mean. So that was not easy, but afterwards I felt better that it was over. They still want to ask me more questions, of course, though we're taking it slow, and I realized to set boundaries about what I'm open to sharing and what I feel safe sharing in the moment, just for my own mental health and not putting myself back where I was before, but also boundaries with how I treat myself, which is one thing is I struggle with like body dysmorphia. I don't even know if it's body dysmorphia or just like body issues, but I never feel like I'm small enough. Even when I was tiny, I still didn't feel tiny enough. And during my episode, I lost so much weight because all I did was go to the gym and eat soup like once a day. Like, I ran out of money, so I was just eating soup because that's what I could afford. And I literally had $0 in my bank account. So I would like to go on the soup diet again because it made me skinny, but it also made me go bananas. Bananas. Now, when I think about my body, I'm like, I have a beautiful body. And I posted a little gym pic yesterday. And I was telling myself, like, no, don't post it. Like, you're not skinny enough. Like, I don't have abs. Like, I'm not an Instagram model. So I was telling myself, like, don't post it. But I was like, girl, do it. You look great. And if people don't like your body, then that's on them. And it wasn't even for attention. It was more for me. Like, I was like, you've been going to the gym every day for 2 months. Honestly, since I was 14, I've been going to the gym. I just took a year off, and then my whole body was like, blah, blah, blah. Not to mention the medications, which made things worse. And I like lost my waking up at 6 a.m. routine. So the point of today's episode is all about a mindset. And things do get better. And sometimes it takes time. Like, it's hard going back into the EPI program, because I was excited about not being a part of it, but I'm taking it lighter this time. I'm not meeting with the person like every week, just as I see fit. And I feel like I'm becoming more independent, more positive. I don't want to go to the club meeting that I have today, though I will have to, which is why I'm happy I'm in here early. But yeah, that's kind of the update on the psychosis type things. If you have any questions, please leave them down below, or you can check out the Radio Laurier Instagram, and there will be a post, so you can leave some comments on the post if you have any questions of what to talk about. And I will see you in the next episode, where I will have more to say. I'm going to talk about relationship things, because that's what's getting me out of my freaking dump. My dump truck that's getting me out of my thing. So thank you so much for listening. You slay. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.